on Z100.
Let's go.
Serving the universe.
From the top of the Empire State Building.
Okay, Monday it is. And we are at it again.
Another week.
Here we go.
From the top of the Empire State Building, Elvis Duran.
Well, here we are. It's good to be home. 100 New York. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So here we go. This is day number one of us doing the extra hour, the bonus hour, whatever you want to call it. So to everyone listening in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island, little piece of Pennsylvania, to Z100, we welcome you. Everyone across the country and around the world, thank you so much for listening to us on the iHeartRadio app or on Sirius XM Channel 12. So, now we have an entire hour. What do you want to do?
Now what? We did everything already.
No, we've got lots.
Should we do like a talent show or something? Danielle can rap.
Here's what we have a whole hour to fill. Okay. So we have been discussing things we need to be doing this hour. Let's start off talking to our hero. Let's go to line 24 and talk to Will. You guys want to meet Will? Hi, Will. Welcome to Z100.
How you doing, guys? How's everything?
We're doing all right. I'm speaking for everyone. I guess we're doing okay. So Will is a lineman. You're currently up in White Plains setting up the electricity for a field hospital that they're building at Westchester County Center. How amazing is that? They can set up a hospital like that, thanks to you, Will. What do you think about that?
It's crazy. Actually, I got to give it up for all the utility guys that are still out here and obviously, keeping everybody's power on while everybody's at home. We have a hard time trying to do everything while it's live and without getting electrocuted ourselves, but we have no choice because people are working from home and stuff like that. And obviously people with respirators, breathing stuff, and we have to keep the power on. So this way it keeps them going,
Gosh, you know what? Isn't it interesting how a month or two ago we were living our lives, la-dee-doop-dee-doop-dee-doop, not really thinking about every single individual who works to keep everything on, electricity, computers, phones, everything. It's just now we're learning about, Will, I mean, you're a great example, a lineman who's up in White Plains setting up electricity to keep ventilators rolling so people can live. I mean, 2 months ago, sadly, we took all that for granted. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? It's just like, wow,
100%. Yep.
Yeah. If it's all right, I mean, I gotta get running because I gotta, do all this stuff. But I just wanted to give a shout out to my brother also. My brother's a X-ray technician up in Manhasset Hospital, and he's actually dealing with people who are infected, taking X-rays of them and stuff like that. So I just wanted to give a shout out to him.
Well, look, here's what we're gonna do. Then wait, can't you just put all of that on hold so you can just talk on the radio? Will, you're so selfish. I'm kidding.
I want to, but I gotta, obviously, work's got to get done,
I got you. We're going to let you go. But first, thanks to our friends at RCA and Alicia Keys, our girlfriend, who has this new song called Underdog. We're going to send you $1,000 to spend on your loved ones that need help right now. Okay.
Oh, wow. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Because there's people that who really could use the cash. And thanks to Alicia Keys, you are official Z100 underdog of the day. With all the hard work you're doing, Will. Let's hear it for Will.
All right, Will.
Yeah, Will.
All right. Well, hold on 1 second. Nate's going to get some information. Then you go back to do the important stuff. And we appreciate it very much. Hold on, Will. Seriously. Yeah, you know what? It's all these underdogs. And thank you, Alicia Keys, for giving us this song. It just, the timing could not be more perfect. Look at all those people that we just have been taking for granted every day. People like Will. It's pretty wild. Let's play it. Let's start our show with Underdog, Alicia Keys on Z100.
This song is like a prayer. My hope that we remember how resilient we are and how we defy the odds. I'd like to dedicate this song to all the first responders and medical professionals that are risking their life to keep us safe. We're so grateful. He gave her a story about life with a glint in his eye and a corner of a smile. One conversation, simple moment, the things that change us if we notice when we look up sometimes. They say mind of a moment, yeah, but always built to break the mold. The only dream that I've been chasing is my own. So I sing a song for the hustlers trading at the bus stop, single mothers waiting on a check to come, young teachers, student doctors, people on the front line knowing they don't get to run. This goes out to the underdog. Keep on keeping at what you love and you'll find that someday soon enough you will rise up, rise up. Riding in a taxi back to the kitchen, talking to the driver about his children and wife, a first responder who is risking her life to give us a love and get it right on time. She looked in his eyes in a mirror and he smiled. One conversation, simple moment, the things that change us if we notice when we look up sometimes. They say I would never make it, but I was built to break the mold. The only dream chasing is my own. So I sing a song for the hustlers trading at the bus stop, single mothers waiting on a check to come, young teachers, student doctors, people on the front line knowing they don't get to run. This goes out to the underdog. Keep on keeping at what you love and you'll find that someday soon enough you will rise up, rise up. People on the front line knowing they don't get to run. This goes up to the underdog. Keep on keeping out your love. You'll find that soon enough you will rise up, rise up. Yeah.
Ooh. Wow. Z100, Alicia Keys. That is from our iHeartRadio concert. That was, God, was it last week? Has it been that short amount of time or a long amount of time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last Sunday night.
But it's on tonight again.
That's right. Danielle, give me some information.
Yep. It's on Fox tonight at 9 p.m. So you can rewatch it tonight if you didn't get to see it or if you want to watch it again.
Wow. And thank you to Alicia Keys. That song and that version, just perfect. And so I tell you what, during this 10 o'clock special Z100 version of our show, every morning, another $1,000 to the underdogs, the people out there keeping us rolling. We appreciate it so, so much. Let's go around the room in the bonus hour. We'll start with you, Gandhi. What's on your mind this morning?
Okay, so there's a lot of stuff out now saying try to avoid grocery stores and pharmacies if you can for the next 2 weeks. So I wanted to shout out what I think are the superheroes in my area in Jersey City, and that's all of the restaurants that are staying open and still delivering food, because that helps me out immensely. And every time they show up, they're so friendly. They leave it downstairs, but you talk to them on the phone. And not only that, but the service has been getting so much better from a lot of these restaurants, where now I'm getting calls back to verify that the food was good and what could they do differently to make it better. It's just great. So if you can support your local restaurants, do it.
Do it. They need your business. What's up with you, Froggy?
You know, Elvis, I posted on Twitter, at Froggy Radio, if you cannot get a mask, but yet you still need to go out and get some essential items, there are ways you can make a mask if you do not have a sewing machine. If all you have is a bandana or just some type of cloth to put over your face with hair ties, there's a video on there that shows you exactly how to do it to keep yourself safe and others around you when you do have to leave for those essential items.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, you get creative. Have some fun with your mask. It's all good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's up with you today, Scary?
It's funny, Froggy, that you're talking about face masks and sewing, because my father went to his favorite bakery in Bensonhurst, the Villabate Bakery, to get some bread, and this woman was standing too close. At that moment, he decides he needs a face mask. So he drives over to my Aunt Millie's basement and grabs her sewing machine, and now my mother is going to relearn sewing and make him a face covering for any time he has to go out of the house.
Send it over. I'll tie dye it. That's my new thing. I'm starting to do my tie dye today. I'm so excited. Danielle, what's up with you? Live from the Danielle basement.
So I want to thank the girl who came the other day and dropped off my Instacart, because I know in New York and New Jersey it's been tough to get an Instacart order in. Like, you got to check back like every half hour to see if they added new times. But because you can't find paper products, she got so excited to find paper towels for me the other day that she actually called me while she was shopping. She goes, "You're never going to believe this. I found you paper towels." She was screaming on the phone, and she was so excited. She was so cool and so kind. And I just wanted to shout out the Instacart people, because I know they're working their asses off and it's not easy, and they're trying to hire more people. So thank you for doing what you guys do every single day. I appreciate the paper towels.
We could actually have an entire show devoted just to say thank you. It's the thank you show.
There's
so many people who are working their asses off to keep us rolling. Yep. Z100, thank you for listening to the bonus hour. A beautiful day today. I think we have 2 days in a row of beautiful weather, right, Scary?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's going to be 67 degrees for a high today, sunny, clear, and then more the same for tomorrow, and a high of 64, and right now it's 52 at Z100.
I'll just go talk to Susan on line 23. I love talking to our heroes. Hello, Susan. Welcome to Z100. How are you holding up today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. So you're an emergency room nurse. I must assume that you are exhausted in many ways, emotionally drained and physically. What do you do? What do you do not only to keep yourself pumped up and on the front lines and being effective, while you're also trying to keep your coworkers doing the same?
For me personally, I've always been a bookworm, so God bless the Harry Potter, because it's nice to focus on somebody else's smaller problems, like a Quidditch tournament. So that's kind of helped me personally. But for work, we've taken turns bringing in snacks, because a lot of places won't deliver to hospitals anymore. So we have that one coffee shop that we've eaten at for 5 years. So we just started bringing in snacks for each other, and all the single serve things, and when in doubt, wash your hands. And if you aren't not sure, wash them again.
Wash them again. I know. Yep. My hands, I look like an old grandma. My hands are so nasty. But you know what? It's worth it. We're saving lives. But you're really saving lives. Susan, thank you for your time. And go get some rest. Thanks for listening to us on the bonus hour. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, you guys. You help me get home every morning and while I kind of calm myself down after a long shift. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for listening to us. We'll talk very nice and light. We'll put you to sleep.
So calming.
Go to sleep. Thanks for listening. Victoria is on line 24. You know, we just had Will on at the top of the show, the lineman going up to Westchester to build that field hospital. His fiance, Victoria, is on the line. Isn't it weird hearing your fiance on Z100?
Hi. I wasn't expecting that. I was really excited to listen to the extra hour, and then I was like, oh, that voice sounds really familiar. And I just, I couldn't believe it. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. I'm just so excited to talk to you.
Well, so Will is our hero. How are you and Will doing through this? Are you together or are you separate? How are you living through this?
We live together. I'm a special education teacher, so I'm working from home. So it's difficult, but, you know, we have two dogs, so we've just been taking them for walks and, you know, gardening and just kind of watching Tiger King and everything on TV. So it's, we're making work.
Excellent. Look, looking at you funny. Like my dogs, I get bored. I take them for a walk. My two dogs look at me like, no, we're not going on another walk. No more walks. We want to stay home for a couple minutes.
They're walked out. Yeah. Well, thanks to our dogs. They're keeping us snapped and ready to go. Thank you for listening to us. And thanks for giving us the gift of Will as our hero today, Susan. Hey, by the way, ask Will when he has a second if he wants to be our official hero tonight to help us light up the Empire State Building for Empire State of Mind. And tell him we'll call him later, okay?
All right. Sounds great. Thank you guys so much. And thank you for doing this extra hour. I really appreciate it. You guys are absolutely the best.
Good. Well, we're trying, but we're having fun. It's because of you. Thank you so much, Victoria. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. I got a text saying,
you too. Thank you so much. Text saying, thank God for the iHeartRadio app. I'm listening to your Z100 Extra Hour here in Oregon. And we have to send a big thank you back. Your Governor Brown sent us 140 ventilators here in New York. We appreciate that very much. Let's take a break. I don't want to take a break. What? The bonus hour, we're still taking breaks?
You have to. Gotta keep the lights on
here. Gotta pay the bills.
I tell you what, let's take a break, but when we come back, let's come live. We don't have to play a song, do we?
Nope.
Okay, perfect. We'll be back. Oh.
200.
Yeah, we have a problem. Yes, we will deal with it. Yes, we will overcome it. But let's find our better selves in doing it.
And now, even more of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
Wow, thank you, Governor Cuomo. You know, that would be a score if we could get the governor on our show. That'd be cool.
Yes, please.
Straight Nate. Go get Governor Cuomo. Thank you. Get back to me when you get him on the line. And thank you so much to Coast Aboard Josh for bringing us new production to our new bonus hour. You know, when we first went online and we said we're going to do 5 hours, you should hear the things people said. Did you guys read some of the responses to our posts on social?
Yes. No, did they say no? Please nice? Don't do it.
Well, here's what I wrote down. Some of them did. Since you're broadcasting from home, why not spend that hour you'd spend in traffic on air? Oh, okay. Is it fair to make Danielle laugh for an extra hour? Yes. when we said, hey, we're staying on for 5 hours. Nah, you guys work hard enough. Oh, thank you.
Oh, thanks. Nice.
If you work longer, does this mean I get to go to work later? The responses to our now new fifth hour on Z100. Sounds great. I can't figure out how to download the podcast. Okay. 4 hours sounds great, but if you go to 5, you're on your own. Oh God, that's frightening.
Oh, okay.
Will the fourth hour be on Zoom? They want to see us. Not only that, hear us too. If the show's on for 4 hours or 5 hours, at what time do I have to put on my pants?
That's a very, very good question.
What time do we have to put on ours?
Yeah, we're not wearing pants. Pants, exactly. Schmants. Gandhi, what did you want to say a second ago?
So you were talking about Coaster Boy Josh, and I don't know if any of you guys have seen him. I know Scary has, but he's done something fascinating and shaved himself this mustache. Do we see it? I'm holding it up to the screen.
Yeah, look at that.
Look at your boy awesome. Josh.
Yeah. He looks like a porn star.
That's a porn stash. That's our Coaster Boy Josh.
He said, want to know how bored I am? And then sent me that picture and I was dying.
He came walking toward my car at 5 o'clock this morning with that mustache and I didn't recognize him at first. I wasn't going to let him in.
No, you know.
Joshua.
Josh, there's an Amber Alert out there because of people that look just like Josh. Let's go to line. We love you, Josh. Line 24, Anthony. So Anthony teaches high school and this distance learning has got to be difficult. I've never really stopped down to ask a teacher how challenging that is. Anthony, first of all, where do you teach?
I teach at the Union County Vocational Schools in Scotts Plains, New Jersey.
So how difficult is it to teach online? It's got to be quite the learning curve.
The learning curve is the big thing. We got a 24-hour notice to pretty much take everything that we know from the classroom and put it onto a computer. So, I mean, week four, I think we finally got it under control. But, I mean, there was a curveball thrown at us really quick, and it's not easy at all.
So wow. Are you finding that it's working? I mean, have you been doing it long enough to see results? I mean, are the students actually paying attention and responding?
Yes and no. The kids, we use Zoom a lot, and having like the check-ins with the kids have been great, and really giving them feedback as fast as we can is really what's important. But grades are due today, and we have some kids that aren't fully grasping, hey, the due date is now, and it's hard to communicate with them because you're sending emails, and they have also 5 other classes they're worrying about too. So it's very hard to really get those kids to focus on what we need to focus on.
What's that, Frog?
Yeah, I've got it. You know, if you could do me a favor, if you could on a Sunday, teacher, if you could not send the email to the parents. Yesterday, I'm enjoying my Sunday. 2 o'clock, I get parents.
Yeah.
This is the outline for the week posted. Please don't
we're
do that.
You ruined my whole Sunday yesterday.
Well, look, now we're Anthony, best of luck to you.
Principals. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It sometimes we don't know what a Sunday is and what a Monday is anymore. And I will tell you right. For this, is students and anyone learning anything or doing anything, everything is like mañana. I mean, I feel like I'm living in the world of mañana, too. Things I can do today, I'll do it tomorrow, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they know something's due. It's like, well, it's due sometime soon. Well, thank you for what you're doing, Anthony. And best of luck to you. Thanks for listening to Z100.
Thank you for this extra hour, too.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. We have a lot of people texting in at 55100. They want to know where their Brooklyn Boys podcast is located. Did you guys do one the other day, Scary?
Yes, we did one on Saturday, and it's available on iHeartRadio and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Wow. And by the way, Brooklyn Boys podcast, number 7 in the world.
It's number 7 on iHeartRadio top 100 chart.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that. Line 23 is Nick. Nick is an EMT. He wants to thank us for staying on. We should be thanking Nick for being an EMT, don't you think? Right. Hey, Nick, thanks, welcome to Z100.
Hey, how is it going?
We're okay. We decided to do this extra hour, and now we're doing it. We're like, now what do we do? I think you know, just talking, just hanging out with our friends. We'll have a fart joke coming up soon. Can someone pull up a fart joke? Google fart joke.
My mom loves fart jokes.
Really?
Mom's, she loves them.
So, Nick, as an EMT, are you relaxing today? Is it your day off? Or are you going in later? What's your schedule like?
No, I'm blessed with 2 jobs that are considered essential. I am now at my other essential job, I feel so lucky that my fiance and I both are considered essential. We're both working. We have a little one at home that we're supporting. I just want to give a shout out to everyone that's not working because those are the tough ones. Those are people who are really making it work somehow or another. And you guys, just thank you so much for being on the extra hour. You guys are from home doing your thing every day, and it is just incredible, and it is more appreciated than you guys could ever know.
Well, Nick, as an EMT, so saying thank you to someone, we just send that thank you back to you tenfold. We can't let you win this one. We're going to win this one. We're going to thank you more. I will tell you this. You were talking about you and your fiance. You're both out there essential workers, and there are a lot of people at home. Some because they have nowhere else to go. Some of them are furloughed. Some of them are out of work right now. Some of them are working at home. So we just assume if you're at home, you're at home. Doesn't matter why. And there's no reason to be embarrassed if you're furloughed or you have been let go because that's just the way it is right now. And we're here for you. Want to hear a fart joke, Nick?
I would love to.
Okay. Froggy, you're in charge of this hour's fart joke.
Nick, did you hear about the teacher that never farted in public?
I haven't.
He was a private tutor.
That's just what I needed.
Oh, yeah.
So right, I got one more.
Oh, no. Really? Hey. Okay. Okay.
Why should you in the Apple Store?
Why?
Never fart in the Apple Store because they don't have Windows.
Why?
They don't have Windows. Hello. Nick, thank you for all you do and stay safe and stay distanced, if you will. Take care. Thanks for listening.
What the hell?
I know. I mean, it can't be all doom and gloom. We got to throw a fart joke in there every once in a while. You got to shoot it in there. You know what I'm saying? Scary is on your phone. Scary's on his phone. Okay. What are you doing on your phone?
Here's the problem. People are trained to contact me after 10 o'clock because that's when we go off the air. But now, so it's now 10:30 and people are starting to, the business of the day is starting to unravel and I'm trying to text people back. Hey, we're on an extra hour for now. And
Scary's got deals to close. He's closing deals.
Yeah, don't contact he's making me. Money.
I'm telling people, don't call me until after 11 o'clock. So this is going to be a learning curve for people in my life and all of our lives for that matter. You got your phone.
Hey, Scary, the new butt cream we want you to advertise. We want to talk about that.
Your phones have to all be blowing up. People are, you know, they're trained to call you after 10.
Okay, Scary. So, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Then take all the phone calls you want. No. Sorry to interrupt you.
Do you hear the elephants in my house running up and down upstairs? Because my kids are on spring break right now. So they're spring breaking up in the living room very loudly. And I'm like,
hey, it's their house, too. Now! You know, you have to share your house. I'm out here by myself. All I have is a schnauzer and I have a pheasant trying to breed out in the front yard. I don't know. We must say thank you. And one of the reasons we wanted to do a Z100 local show every day is because we know how it is in the Northeast, in New York and New Jersey, especially, and Connecticut. It's on fire. And everyone who is going in and running into the fire rather than away from it, we want to say thank you. A lot of people are waking up late because they have a shift later today. Whatever reason you need to hear us one more hour, it's the least we can do. Thank you so much. Let's go talk to Mary Beth on line 24. Mary Beth is a hospice nurse. You're dealing directly with COVID patients. How is your health doing, Mary Beth? Are you feeling okay? You good?
Oh, yeah, I'm great. I feel very good. We've got the protective gear that we need.
Oh, good. Ooh. Thank God. You know what? It's so unusual to hear someone say that. Usually people are scrambling, trying to find what they need.
Yeah, I'm fortunate my system actually has you know, the supplies that we need. We could use a little bit more, but we're not going without. But, we're admitting patients in the hospitals who are positive and patients who are out in the field who are positive. But, you know, we're here to take care of them. This is what we do. You know, every day we get up and go to work, you know, as nurses. And this is just part of the job for us.
I must equate that with someone serving in the military. You know, people, men and women who are serving in our military are asked to do things that are like scary as hell, but they do it.
Yeah.
They do it and they're honored and proud to be able to do it. And I must assume it's like that with your business, people in healthcare.
Oh, definitely. I mean, every day all of us go home and, you know, those of us have garages. We decontaminate in our garage. We, you know, the scrubs go right into a hot water wash. We jump into the shower. I know I'm fortunate. My husband is super, super helpful. He's a retired police officer. So he meets me with his gloves on and he's great. So we're getting a lot of support from our friends and families, too.
Well, Mary Beth, thank you so much. Thank you for your service. And if there's anything you need, you give us a holla. Okay.
Okay. Stay safe. Thank you guys so much for being on because you make me laugh so much. I love you guys. Been listening to you forever.
I love how we can go from talking to a Mary Beth, a hospice nurse, and then into another fart joke, possibly. I don't know. It's just somehow. I don't know how this works. I don't know if this is the right thing to do or not. Thank you, Mary Beth. Have a safe day. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you too. Take care.
Okay, I don't know.
You know,
sometimes I wonder.
Farts are so dangerous.
Why?
Because they're silent but deadly.
Thank you.
Froggy's the new Uncle Johnny.
Oh, you know what? I got to tell you, I had a great FaceTime with Uncle Johnny last night or the night before. I don't even know what night it is anymore. He's asking me, "Do you like my night jokes?" I said, "Absolutely, Uncle Johnny." I said, "Are you getting out and exercising?" He says, "I'm too old. I'm not supposed to go outside, so I stay in and watch Price is Right." I mean, okay, just stay in and be safe. And Uncle Johnny he lives over by Madison Square Garden, which is typically the most busy part of our city, and now it's just a ghost town. And I'm thinking, and I said this on the show the other day, I'm thinking you have more traffic and people milling around in the suburbs than you do in New York City right now.
Oof. Right. Wow.
It's crazy. It really is. People texting in at 55100. Thank you. I'm a hospital worker. Our hours have been cut back 45% starting this week because hospitals are struggling financially from COVID. I'm thankful to be healthy and safe, and keep praying for our frontliners, and thankful for this bonus hour. We're thankful for you. Custodians, housekeepers, hospital maintenance workers, you're all a part of the hospital family. Thank you so much for all you're doing. Someone listening in Iowa on the Sirius app, channel 12, I do believe. Thank you guys so much for what you're doing. I'm working from home and homeschooling, and you really helped me out. So listen, guys, thank you for the thank yous, but we're just doing what we're supposed to do, right? I don't know.
Yep.
Can I play a little Pink?
Yeah, do it.
We started the show this morning because of the Pink news, which we'll get from Gandhi after it's over. This is such a fantastic song. It's Pink on Z100.
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care if they call me crazy. For the world we're gonna make.
Z100 in pink. In the news today, as we get into the three things you need to know, add a fourth. Why is pink in the news today?
So Pink actually just revealed over the weekend that she and her three-year-old son, Jameson, both tested positive for the coronavirus, and they have recovered from it. But she said she wanted to do something about it and help other people. She donated $500,000 to Temple University's hospital in honor of her mother. Her mom worked there for 18 years. Then she donated another $500,000 to California as well. So she's really trying to do her part. And we love Pink.
Wow, we do love pink. Z100, your weather gorgeous today and tomorrow. We really do want to send a thank you to the sun. Thank you, Mr. Sunshine or Mrs. Sunshine. Yes. We appreciate it. We need you desperately. Into the three things. What do you have, Gandhi?
Well, we know that New York is the epicenter of this pandemic. And as of last night, we passed 122,000 cases of COVID-19 with a death toll over 4,500. Now, there is good news, though, because places are getting the equipment that they need. Joe Tsai, who owns the Brooklyn Nets. Did you guys see what he did? He is
From Alibaba?
Yes. All kinds of stuff. So he's a gazillionaire. He has plenty of money, but he's doing something really nice. So far, he and his wife have donated 2.6 million masks, 170,000 goggles, and 2,000 ventilators to the hospitals around the area who need them. So we love him for that. Thank you very much. And finally, we've all seen this. I'm sure you've seen memes at the very least. A four-year-old Malayan tiger at the Bronx Zoo does have COVID-19 and was exposed to it by an asymptomatic worker. So this tiger, along with three other tigers and three African lions, have all developed a dry cough. But the good news is they're all expected to recover. And yes, now cue all the Tiger King memes. We've seen them. And those are your three things.
By the way, the Bronx Zoo is wide open at bronxzoo.com. It's so cool. You can take virtual tours and go to different exhibits right there online. We love everyone who is still working at Bronx Zoo. And, of course, I have personal reasons for loving everyone working at Staten Island Zoo because the zoo is closed for us, but it's open to keep the animals and everything up and running. So when they're open for us, it'll be the same zoo you remember it to be. All right, we've got to take a break. We'll be back.
Census Bureau.
Coronavirus! I'm telling you,
it's real! And now, even more of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
Oh my God, Cardi B.
Did you see somebody tattooed her face on them of the face she makes when she did the coronavirus thing?
Like a permanent tattoo?
Yes, a permanent tattoo. She couldn't believe it. She's like, are you kidding me?
Z100, this is the bonus hour. Thank you for listening to us. The Z100 Cash Relief Fund is up and running. We're going to give you another keyword to text in to win $1,000 with Seacrest. But does Seacrest know he's not on right now? Does anyone
forget to tell him? Don't tell him.
Is Ryan in a room right now doing a show and no one's listening? I'm sorry.
That would be awesome. So,
this is the worst joke ever.
We rerouted.
Speaking of paint. Speaking of paying the bills, what is the landlord's name from Brooklyn? Is it Brooklyn? Who said, no, forget it. You don't have to pay your rent. I'll pay it for you.
His name is Mario Salerno, and talk about an awesome person. So he owns about 80 apartments between Williamsburg and Greenpoint, and he posted notices on all of the doors saying, due to the recent pandemic of coronavirus affecting all of us, please note that I am waiving rent for the month of April. He said it's really important to him that all of his tenants stay healthy, and that's all he cares about. So April rent, gone. He doesn't care. And he's not postponing it. He waived it.
You know, it'd be awful. It'd be awful if someone printed all those up and started putting them on everyone's doors. Don't pay rent this month.
That would be terrible.
It's on us.
Terrible.
Oh, my God. Also, the New Jersey Volunteer Fire Department that's actually offering fire truck birthday celebrations for kids to throw parties. Upper Saddle River, I believe it's the Volunteer Fire Department. They're like, well, look, you can't invite kids to the house for birthdays. We'll drive by and we'll wave. And the fire truck comes by. They did 5 drive-by birthdays Saturday, and they've been inundated with requests. They're going to do 45 more this month. It's things like that are bigger than
water hose. Spray them with
don't do that. No, don't do that. That knocks little kids over and causes boo-boos.
Yes, only for children? Like, can the adults have it? Because some of those firefighters are kind of fine.
You know what? We'll just tell them they're kids.
No drive by. Deal. Hello.
Dr. Amanda. We talked to Dr. Amanda on line 24 the other day. She's an OBGYN. Hi. In the middle of a 24-hour shift, 24 hours of being an OBGYN. Yep. You're welcome. thanks for listening. She says she wants to thank us for an extra hour. Please, you're the one out there giving the heavy pushing.
No, I just, you know, I always love listening to you guys. When I heard you were going to do the extra hour, it really helps whenever I'm off and at home. And, you know, both my husband and I listen to you guys, and we love you guys. So things are going okay down here so far. Sorry if you can't hear me very well. I'm all suited up in some PPE waiting for a potential delivery. But
oh, wow.
But, yeah. But I just want to
say you have again. You have someone that's actually cocked and ready to shoot, like right now. There's a baby coming. The miracle of childbirth.
Babies don't stop. Babies do not stop.
No, they
you
don't.
Know?
Well, Dr. Amanda, thanks to you and everyone working in your department for keeping these babies and their mommies nice and safe. And the dads, calm down. You know, calm down, dad.
Exactly. I just wanted to also say thank you. A lot of people are doing random acts of kindness, and I'm super pumped about it. I went to go pick up a curbside grocery order, and they found that I was a doctor, so they told me it was on the house the other day. So it was like little things like that. Like, I wasn't expecting that at all, and it just made my whole day. So little acts of kindness. Keep going, and we'll get through this.
All right, Dr. Amanda, thank you. You stay safe. Now go get that baby out of there.
Will do. Have a good day, guys.
You too. I can't imagine what it's like having a child. I was thinking this the other day, not only the physical, you know, pushing it out of your vagina and everything, but it's like there's more to it than that. Thinking about the world you're bringing a child into, like what kind of world is my child going to grow up in? And how can I meet the challenges of keeping this kid on track and cool and feeling safe? And I just can't imagine what it's like being a parent right now to the parents of the morning show. If I had a glass of wine, I would give you a cheers. Speaking of,
thank you.
Scary's already drinking wine. Oh, yeah. It's wine time for Scary and Straight Nate.
Yeah, this is awesome. Our engineer Jeff is here, and he brought in some wine for us. And this, Nate, isn't this not the best wine you've ever tasted?
It's excellent. I gotta say, I don't know if it's
you're drunk.
The fact that it's 10 in the morning or what time is? I don't even know what time it is, but it's excellent.
Jeff wanted to tell you where he got it.
So. Yeah, where'd you get this wine, Jeff?
This is from the Finger Lakes region of New York. It's from a winery called Heron Hill, and it's their 2017 Cab Franc.
I love it.
Is this the new thing now?
Governor Cuomo.
10:15 in the morning, we're going to have a little wine.
It's wine time every morning around this time.
Oh, gosh. Okay, don't get mad at me for being like, but you know, this could cause serious problems. So
yes,
you know,
it could.
I mean, this isn't going to end this weekend. I mean, you're going to be doing this every day for quite some time. So be careful. I drank so much this past weekend by myself. I'm actually drying out this week. So I'm going to wait till till Wednesday to start drinking again.
We started with hard liquor, with whiskey, and now we've moved on to wine. So I think we're in a better place.
Danielle has a great story that has to do with Broadway. You know, all of our friends that work on Broadway, off Broadway, not only on the stage, but behind the house and back of the house. We know you're dying to get back to the theater to do your thing. Tell everyone what John Krasinski did. This is a great story.
Well, we know he's doing his new podcast, or, you know, it's really it's televised, kind of. The John Krasinski Some Good News podcast. It's the second episode. It came out Sunday night. And what he did was he had this girl. She's 9. Her name was Aubrey. She was supposed to go see Hamilton, but obviously that's not going to happen. So what did he do? He got the cast of Hamilton together to perform for her. Lin-Manuel Miranda, the whole cast was there. They did Alexander Hamilton for her. And now when Broadway gets back to normal, I guess, so she's going to get to actually go and see the show. How cool is that? And you can see it on his. Oh yeah, I think we do have the sound, don't we?
We do.
Can you imagine having a private performance of Hamilton?
The cast that they have to relearn the words.
How can I watch John Krasinski's podcast? I would love to see it.
I think you can just go to his Instagram page, can't you, to see it? I think that's where he does it. Or on his YouTube channel or something. I got to check. Let me check.
Yeah, find out. It's on YouTube, according to Brody.
Yeah, I think it's
Gandhi's right. How do they do that? Gandhi's asking, like, how do they do that without a delay and everything, like we have?
Yeah,
like,
we have
if
a
you
bad
played
delay.
A song right now and asked us to sing along, you know how terrible that would sound. Crap. How did they do it? We need to get their technology.
Do we have a second? I want you to hear how we are so delayed. Like, is there a song we can sing along to, like, real quick?
Happy birthday.
And I want you to...
Yes.
Okay, ready? Well, no, 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 no. It needs to be a recorded song that we sing along
yeah,
to.
Yeah, play something.
Oh, one second.
If you wonder why we talk over each other more than usual, like right now, it's because we're so delayed. We don't know when to start talking.
No, wait. They did this on a Zoom session, though. We're not doing this on a Zoom session.
Well, I don't know. I'm watching you on Zoom now, Danielle, and your lips aren't matching your... Your mouth. What?
It's your very strange how that's happening.
Okay. What song do you have, Scary?
How about Happy by Pharrell? Hold on a second.
Okay.
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 Okay. We're all going to sing along to the song we hear in our headphones, and you just tell me what this sounds like at the end, because we have no idea.
Train wreck.
Wait till the chorus.
We don't know the words.
Oh, okay.
Wait, here comes.
Yeah, making sure you hit it nice and loud. Okay, this is how delay ruins a song.
Because I'm happy.
Like a room. Something, yay.
Blah, blah, blah. This is the truth.
All right, keep the song going. Keep the song going, Scary. Scary, where's the song? Where's the song?
What the hell?
All right, we got to get out of here. We'll have the bonus hour again for you tomorrow. Until then, say peace out, everybody.
Z100. Peace out, everybody.
Z100. Play us out, Pharrell. Play us out.